If I'm not a familiar face, count your blessings. My name is Father Luke. I'm a priest of Kansas City. It's a great joy to be with you here this morning as we are entering into our second day of our Lenten mission. Jesus gives us a really powerful and beautiful message in the gospel today, reminding us that as we claim to be his disciples, that we have the responsibility to listen to what he tells us. And what did he tell us this morning? Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. And in America today, we understand mercy to more or less kind of be turning a blind eye to sin, ignoring the reality of evil present in the world. Okay, and we want to acknowledge that's not mercy. Mercy acknowledges the truth, yet it chooses the way of gentle compassion and love. Perhaps another way we could think of it is that mercy, misericordia, literally is a love, a heart that is poured out on suffering. And so in order for us to be merciful as God the Father is merciful, we first have to acknowledge real suffering. And there is no greater suffering than the suffering of sin that we see. And so the cultural narrative, if you will, today is that mercy is open-minded and accepting even in the face of sin. But Jesus didn't tell us this morning to be merciful as the 21st century American culture is merciful. Jesus told us this morning to be merciful as the Father in heaven is merciful. God the Father hates sin. There is actually nothing that he hates more than the reality of sin, which brings division and sickness and ultimately death into the hearts and the lives of his sons and daughters. And so we pray, in one sense, we pray this morning for a fiery hatred of what is evil in our culture today. Okay, so don't hear me wrong. God hates sin. God is madly in love with sinners. And there is a significant difference here. And so we pray for the grace to acknowledge the sin in our life and to allow the Father to confront it and to destroy it. But we also pray for the grace in this Mass to acknowledge that even in the midst of our brokenness and our woundedness, that we belong to a Father who is good and who desires to set his Son again into the world to free us and to sanctify us. Perhaps the greatest way that we could acknowledge how the Father loves, how the Father is merciful, is that he doesn't wait for his children to come to him and ask for mercy. Sometimes we kind of pat ourselves on the back and we can kind of maybe sit on our high horse a little bit and say, you know what, I'll forgive that person when they come to me and they ask for forgiveness because I'm a nice guy. And once they come to me and seek mercy, I'll forgive them. Is that how God the Father forgives? No. If we are going to study the story of salvation history, we would have to acknowledge that God the Father's capacity to forgive is so unconditional and free that it doesn't wait for his children to come to him. That's an incredible and beautiful free love. Sometimes we give ourselves permission to live in a way that says, I'll forgive you once you come to me and ask for it. But that by its very definition is a mercy that is conditional. And the name of God is unconditional mercy, uncompromising love. And so we pray for the grace in this Mass to allow our hearts to grow in hatred for sin and for evil. And we ask Jesus to also increase our capacity to love sinners. Because our enemy in this culture today is never another person. Our enemy is not the other political party. It's not the team that we're cheering against. Our enemy is not flesh and blood. But he is real and he is well in our culture today. And so we pray for an increased capacity to recognize him and to hate him, and yet to unconditionally love our brothers and sisters, especially when they wound us and they afflict us. Jesus says to his closest friends, be merciful, just as your Father in heaven is merciful.